Savitri, pages 588 and 589. Yet, since thy strength deserves no trivial crown, gifts I can give to soothe thy wounded life, the pacts which transient beings make with fate, and the wayside sweetness earthbound hearts would pluck. These, if thy will accepts, make freely thine. Choose a life's hopes for thy deceiving prize. As ceased the ruthless and tremendous voice, unendingly there rose in Savitri, like moonlit ridges on a shuddering flood, a stir of thoughts out of some silence born across the sea of her dumb, fathomless heart. At last she spoke. Her voice was heard by night. I bow not to thee, O huge mask of death, black lie of night to the cowed soul of man, unreal, inescapable end of things, thou grim jest played with the immortal spirit. Conscious of immortality I walk, a victor spirit conscious of my force, not as a suppliant to thy gates I came. Unslain I have survived the clutch of night. My first strong grief moves not my seated mind. My unwept tears have turned to pearls of strength. I have transformed my ill-shaped brittle clay into the hardness of a statued soul. Now, in the wrestling of the splendid gods, my spirit shall be obstinate and strong against the vast refusal of the world. I stoop not with the subject mob of minds, who run to glean with eager satisfied hands, and pick from its mire mid many trampling feet its scornful small concessions to the weak. Mine is the labor of the battling gods, imposing on the slow reluctant years the flaming will that reigns beyond the stars. They lay the law of mind on matter's works, and win the soul's wish from earth's inconscient force. First, I demand whatever Satyavan, my husband, waking in the forest's charm, out of his long, pure childhood's lonely dreams, desired and had not for his beautiful life. Give if thou must, or if thou canst, refuse. Death bowed his head in scornful, cold assent. The builder of this dreamlike earth for man, who has mocked with vanity all gifts he gave. Uplifting his disastrous voice, he spoke, indulgent to the dreams my touch shall break, I yield to his blind father's longing heart, kingdom and power and friends and greatness lost, and royal trappings for his peaceful age, the pallid pomps of man's declining days, the silvered, decadent glories of life's fall. To one who grew wiser by adverse fate, goods I restore the deluded soul prefers, to impersonal nothingness's bare sublime. The sensuous solace of the light I give to eyes which could have found a larger realm, a deeper vision in their fathomless night. For that this man desired and asked in vain, while still he lived on earth and cherished hope. Back from the grandeur of my perilous realms, go, mortal, to thy small permitted sphere. Hasten, swift-footed, lest to slay thy life, the great laws thou hast violated, moved, open at last on thee their marble eyes. But Savitri answered the disdainful shade, world spirit, I was thy equal spirit born. My will, too, is a law. My strength, a god. I am immortal in my mortality. I tremble not before the immobile gaze of the unchanging marble hierarchies that look with the stone eyes of law and fate. My soul can meet them with its living fire.